This program is sponsored by Dave Stahl.
Start your engines.
Race fans, you are tuning into the only motorsports show in San Diego. Your host, Dave Stahl, and the racing school teacher, Brittany Sandoval, are taking you to the green flag, covering everything from your top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Strap in, it's Checkers and Wreckers on Racer Radio.
All right, folks, welcome to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
Segment's brought to you by Southwest Point of Sale. If you got a grocery store, liquor store, or a small business, and you're trying to find cashiers, which are few and far between, Southwest, that's what they specialize in since 1975. They'll come out to your business, whether it's a liquor store, grocery store, gas station, doesn't make any difference. And if their system works with your system, you'll go self-checkout in a matter of minutes, and it won't cost you any more than you'd pay for a cash register. Thing I like about it is they'll have 7-day, 24-hour day service. If you're open, they're open. All right, San Diego Gear and Axle. If you've got undercarriage issues, Steve's the man. 1488 Pioneer Road in El Cajon. Go to sdgearaxle.com. And Dragonfly Auto Care over on Pacific Coast Highway. Those guys are phenomenal. NAPA Auto Care, ASC certified, AAA approved. Just give them a call, 619-704-2280, or just go to dragonflyauto.com. All right. I get all this stuff out of the way here. Have we got a crowd in the house?
We got a lot of love in this room. Three generations.
Three generations, yes, of racers.
And lots of love.
Well, you're gonna be able to tap dance
and
all
lots
this?
Of stuff. Yeah. Well, yeah, we have a primary today, and our primary guest, I don't get to say this often, I'm actually taller than our primary guest.
You don't get to say that very often.
But with that said, he has already earned two AMA number one plates just this year.
Doggone.
Right? Yeah. Right? And he is surrounded by mom, dad, and sister. And then to my right, we have a return guest.
Yes.
And I always love the magic number 974. That's how many professional wins he earned.
That's a big family room.
Yeah. And, well, actually, now he's starting to store some of his grandson's trophies. Yeah. So please welcome. Goodness. Okay.
Go ahead.
Janie. Jameson, they're all J's. Johnny, and then Grandpa Radical Ron Turner. What, welcome, you guys.
Why don't we call you John?
Just keep the J's going,
yeah,
right?
Just keep the J's going.
I really had to think on this introduction, and I didn't get much sleep. And I think I got it right.
I'm impressed.
I did ask him to repeat them.
So this is Jameson. Hi, Jameson.
Yes,
how are you?
Jameson Martinez is our primary guest.
So how old are you?
Six.
Oh, my God.
Six years old.
You're getting old, huh?
I know.
You're going to be retired here pretty soon. What do you race?
A PW and a Cobra.
I'd never heard of a Cobra. And you were just talking about Mustangs last.
How long have you been racing? Or did you just start?
4 or 5 years.
All right.
Did you start at 3? No?
No,
he started. Oh, he really did start at 2, 4 years.
Yeah, see, he knows his math.
Yes, I saw a picture of him when he was 3. I thought that. When did he earn the trophy that was too big to come into your house?
How old were you then? Do you remember?
Is that when he was?
I was three.
Yeah, that right. Trophy is literally too big for the house.
How did you learn how to ride a motorcycle? Would you say it's natural? You think?
Yeah.
Because you didn't read a book.
No.
Can you ride a bicycle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, how did you like your first win? Was that your favorite so far?
Yeah.
Do you know he's already gotten hole shots?
Well, that's the key, isn't it? The hole shot?
Yeah.
How much you get for a hole shot?
I get $10.
Oh, really? They pay you for a hole shot?
Yeah.
Do you practice at home in the backyard? Probably not.
No.
Mom won't let you do that?
No.
Grandpa, did you help teach the hole shot?
And he's learned pretty much everything on his own. He's
I was going to say, good. It seems to me...
He's, you know, with all the family that his mom grew up racing, his dad also grew up racing, yeah. And it comes pretty natural, for him, and he's done really good.
You mentioned how focused he is.
Yes, he has fun in the pits and everything with his buddies, but as soon as he puts on that helmet and gets on the gate...
And you would know, because you've done this a time or two.
A couple times, yeah.
At least 974 times.
You gotta get a t-shirt just to say nine. And nothing else on it. Yeah. That way people
come know,
up.
If you know, you know.
Yeah, you know, you know. So, let's talk to Dad just for a second, because you've raced as well, right?
Yep, that's how we all met. Met my wife at Glen Helen.
Are you as good? Are you as good as he is?
Not even close.
Did you start off as good as he is?
Nope, I started when I was 12.
So what makes what? Because I mean, I'm sure you must be somewhat amazed at his talent.
Yeah, it's impressive. It's crazy what these kids are doing nowadays.
Well, there is that too. Yeah, that goes without saying. So do you have to give him much direction?
Yeah, there's a lot of training. We go to a private house and go and work on ruts, work on straightaways, work on jumping. We pick it apart. Can't do it all at once.
Okay. Do you videotape him and then sit down and go over the videotape?
Exactly. We'll go over, hey, you could have held it a little longer. Hold it to this bush. Mm-hmm. Get the leg up higher. Look how you're dipping it. And it's just one thing at a time instead of throwing it all at, you can't throw everything at.
No. And it's still got to be fun.
Yes.
You don't want to do what I call a Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
Or better yet, I don't know if you, Scott Pruitt. Scott Pruitt's a road racer, and his dad used to come to a go-kart track that I ran. He'd start him at 8 o'clock in the morning, and it wouldn't take him out of the car till 6 at night.
Yeah, no fun.
Smacking him on the helmet, changing the pipe, go out, do it again, do it again, do it again, do it again. Turns out he was, you know, world-class driver, but I wouldn't put
There any, are different approaches.
I wouldn't put any child
Everything's
through that.
About being fun, like he said, If he gets a whole shot, he gets $10. If he gets a win, he gets $10. And if he could bring home an AMA plate, he gets $100. So
darn, he probably got more money than
well,
I got.
I think so. This
he's
year,
got 200 with these
bucks. Two plates here, Dad. While the microphone's in front of you, can you describe that TV spot that you just showed me?
The TV spot. Oh yeah. News. So when they were three years old, him and his buddy Axel Middleton, they were trying to do fist bumps on the line, but they kept missing and missing. And that ended up going on Fox News, was all over. It was on ESPN. It was all over the map, them missing, that trying to do a fist bump on the line.
So Middleton, is that his competitor?
Yeah, Axel Middleton. His two big buddies are Axel Middleton and Bryson Torres. Those three are the three musketeers.
Oh, my gosh.
They're the buddies and go crazy.
Friends before and after, but during the race, they're just making each other better racers, I bet.
Yeah. Well, that's that competitive edge. You know, that's that competitive edge. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. So who we got calling in for Barona? Anybody?
We have Dirt Dude, even though before the race has even started, he barely had a voice. So I let him know sign language is not good for radio. I don't know how. I just saw him at the driver's meeting, and he's like, how are you doing, Brittany?
What did he do to the Soraya this time?
Well, you can ask him.
We'll have to do that when we come back. And then we got to talk to Mom here. We're not going to let her slip through the cracks. Yes. She thinks she is because she brought her camera.
Yeah.
But you know how that goes. Yeah. We never let that. Then we got to talk to Ron.
Yeah.
Of course, Ron, are you still racing?
I don't race anymore, no. Okay. I ride a little bit, but...
You're not a Lars Larson?
No. But, you know, they push me all the time, so... But
well, yeah, just in the green room, they're like, well, why don't you go for the 1,000?
Yeah, well, I can't make money at it no more, so those are all money wins. So.
And I still think the T-shirt would look really good with just that number. Yeah. 1,000, that doesn't mean
nothing. Yeah, it's easy, right?
Yeah, that's what I would think, too.
We still have a minute.
Start talking.
Something you're going to love about this kid here is he actually has a food sponsor.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and he knows his sponsors as well.
Well, we're going to be talking about his sponsors when we come back. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And I'm glad you have a food sponsor. Because nobody has a food. Because you like to eat, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead. Tell me. Who's your food sponsor?
My grandma.
That helps.
Can you hold that up?
Jake.
I took them all.
All of this lovely.
Show them.
Show who?
It's a prop. Oh. What's your food sponsor?
J&K jerky.
There you go. And a lot of different flavors. Do you eat this?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like so, go ahead.
Go ahead. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Probably not. Just before the race. Give you that extra zing.
Yeah, protein. Yeah, the listeners don't see that. Four big pouches of beef jerky came in, and Dave already scooped them up and put them behind him.
I just put them over there to get them out of the way.
Oh, is that what happened?
And there's no bacon in any of these.
It was
going to
be a nice prop for him.
There's no bacon. There's no bacon in any of these, so I knew they were safe. If they were bacon, they'd be gone. Are you a jerky person?
It's meat.
All right, let's take a quick break. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment's brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. Go to ElCajonMotors.com, ElCajonMotors.com, for all your parts, pieces, service, new cars, used cars, quality cars. Hey, it's family-owned and operated. How bad could it be? They are the best. All right, so I think Dirt Dude called in. I heard his voice was toast.
Yeah, he hasn't called in yet. Do you want me to call him right now?
No, that's okay.
Okay.
That's okay. He just probably can't talk.
Well, I know Mark Rose said he could call in as
so do you want to just give a rattle of what went down last night, or do you even know?
I don't have results. Well, let's just ask. I had a rough start, I could say.
What happened?
Hey, wait, can I give a shout out to new spectators? Thank you for coming out. I had four people from school come. They're like, I've been here for 40 years, and I didn't even know there was a racetrack.
Really?
So she was substitute teacher. On Friday, I worked with her. On Saturday, I get a text from her with a picture
We're
that says
here.
I'm here. Yeah, so Joan and her husband, Mark, thank you so much for coming out. They want to bring their whole family now. She's like, our son's going to love it. She can bring her grandkids. Yeah. And then a current student and his father, Benji and Cody, came out, and they came into the pits, and we're going to be getting them in a dwarf car next season. They're going to probably be hooked.
Okay, so I think we got Froggy on the line.
What's up, gang? How's it going?
Oh, listen to you.
You actually sound better than you did at the driver's
meeting
yesterday.
What did you do to your voice this time? It wasn't last night.
I don't know. It was kind of, oncoming. I could feel it was going to, I'm like, I woke up Saturday morning like, this ain't going to be good.
Call some other race. You just woke up with a frog.
No. I just been all week. I've been kind of having throat and nose problems, and I'm like, it's going to get worse. I was hoping to get better, and I started, like, you know, taking DayQuil at night, NyQuil during the day. I was just taking everything. And dude, I've been having throat lozenges like candy every 5 minutes.
Well, you sound fairly good.
Well, you had help. I
actually do. I think I am.
Yeah, well, it's because you're all DayQuiled out. That's all.
Steve said he heard a second voice. Was that because you anticipated throat issues, or is that a new thing?
Well, no. As soon as I was up there, and Brendan Jacina helps me out a lot. He's like, dude, I heard your voice is not doing good. I'm like, I could use your help. But he's racing a pure stock, too. So he's like, I have to be there for the pure stock, because when I'm not running the pure stock, I'll come up there and help.
Oh, right on.
So I had him helping me out doing... Well, the modifieds are the worst, because you got to shout over modified.
Yeah, so loud.
And the racing is so good. I mean, dwarf cars last night were phenomenal. The modifieds were just awesome. So you're going to lose your voice anyways, just shouting over them.
Yeah.
Brittany is disagreeing with you.
It was a cluster in front of me the whole time. Every time I went into one and two, I'm like, who's going to spin out in front of me?
Did you hit anybody?
So I was a little tentative. We all hit each other. But I really, really tried not to, and so my crew chief wasn't happy.
Any damage?
So to start off with, the night was amazing. Perfect weather. We had over 600 fans, which on last night was amazing, because you had the rodeo in town for 3 days.
Right.
Then you had Stagecoach out in Coachella. Mm-hmm. And then you had another concert in Vegas, another big country concert. So there's like three or four major things going on. And I knew people that were at all three of them. I'm like, okay. Yeah. So, and then there was people that came to the track. So over 600 fans was cool. We had a bunch of cars. Like, I think we had like over 60 cars, 70 cars, something like that. I'll just jump into it. Our junior drivers on the junior sprints, Charlie Carty got a main event win. Chase is the race Rogers in the Sportsman Mini Dwarf, and then Cody Isabella in the Masters Mini Dwarf. On the big track, Dennis Taylor in a pony stock, And in the pure stocks, Edward Finger got a main event win. And the next one coming up.
So far, all Racer Radio guests there.
The Ball Automotive Group, IMC Modifieds, Matthew Hicks got a main event win. And that came down to a good race at the end because he got held back like three or four cars back. And then Justina called it. He goes, watch him. He's going to start doing these moves, these crossover moves that are just going to go crazy. Sure enough, he went to, on a restart, got blocked high. He goes high, low, and then high, back to the high side, getting around three cars,
wow,
just back and forth. And it was amazing. Dwarf cars. Dwarf cars were amazing, amazing, amazing. Michael Tobiasen started 10th.
Yeah.
And worked his way to the front. Nice. Got around John Isabella and Robert Peters, mm-hmm, Tristan Peters, Ron Dunlap. I mean, like, it was crazy how that track was going. Like, he was only driver I could see that could run both the top and the bottom. Isabella had to stay to the bottom and defend. If he went to the middle of the top try and block, he didn't have the drive. But Tobiasen found something that he could just run anywhere. So he could do crossover moves. He could run you to the top or to the bottom, get you to the outside, and then run to the top and then run back down to the bottom. So it was just an awesome run by Tobiasen. And then we went to IMC Hobby Stocks. Thomas Deference got a main event win. And IMC Street Stocks, Brian Fitzgibbons got a main event win. Awesome weekend, awesome night. I just felt bad that I had no voice. I mean, I was not sick. I didn't feel bad. I just didn't have anything for the fans. And I opened up our show going like, this is what you're going to get. I'll give you 110% till it's gone. And I did. I did. And then I took more lozenges. I'm like, I was just like nursing along until I could do more show, man. It was awesome. Awesome night.
Three things, if I may. One, is there any chance of a practice in 2 weeks? I thought I heard a rumbling of that. Are they even considering
it? They know they are. They're really trying to do it. Everyone wants to practice. You know, the whole thing was with all the rain we had, the track, half of turn one is on a rock shelf. So you can't cut that track any lower. It goes to a total hard rock shelf. The water was coming across that shelf, and then that where it was releasing right at the corner of turn one.
Mark Rose brought that up. Yeah, that there's a new spring.
Yeah, there's a spring line there, a water spring that came across the track. So they put in a new French drain to drain that whole track. Well, now that's taken care of. So if we do have more rain events or we do have something, I think we could probably – I know maybe not the next race, but maybe the race after, definitely before we get to the summer nationals that we're going to do, the summer shootout, you know, they're going to try and get some more practice time in for everybody.
Second thing, dwarfs were taken off the schedule in 2 weeks and replaced by the lightning sprints, correct?
That was true, and you know why, right?
Oh, it doesn't matter why. Just I wanted to make sure. And with that said, I heard that Kelly might be racing. Kelly Witzel.
Mm-hmm.
Her lightning sprint.
So the
That's
reason dwarfs are pulled off the schedule is because there's a national event, and we got guys that are traveling now, like Robert Peters, Tristan Peters, Darren Brown, everyone's going to travel now. So we're like, okay, we'll give them a chance to travel.
Right.
We'll put lightning sprints on there.
Yeah.
Yes, Kelly Witzel is now. She's got a lightning sprint. She was running a junior sprint last night, and she did well in her junior sprint.
She got third. She did great. Yeah.
She has gotten tall.
Yeah, she's almost as tall as me, and her dad's like, she can fit in your car.
Yeah. DJ Dumas was on a show earlier, and he's coming out for the race.
Oh, the lightning sprint
he
in
cannot
2 weeks?
Wait. He is said, I am gnawing on the steering wheel.
I wonder
wheel.
If it's wing or non-wing. Do you know that?
It is supposedly it's a wing night. And last time I saw DJ and the whole Dumas family was out at Imperial, and they were running hard. Mm-hmm. Man, those guys just, they bring the whole family out, and there's no love loss. I mean, it's their family, but when you're on their track, it's one for all.
And while for none.
How many of the brothers are racing? All three of them?
Probably.
Two brothers and a dad, and then I think there's like a cousin or like an uncle or something, too.
That
so.
Is so funny.
And finally,
I forget who's who.
I know, right? I want to give a shout-out to Ronnie Dunlap because he was hanging with the big boys last night. I think he got fourth in the dwarfs.
Yes, I think he got third, actually.
Even better.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Before the two Peters.
Towards the top, and then there was a spin, I think, at the end, almost the end.
That's a really good night for Ronnie.
Yeah. Sounds like it was a good night for everybody. Over 600 attendance. That's awesome.
Yeah, so Mike Tobiason was first, John Isabella second, Ronnie Dunlap third, Robert Peters was fourth, Tristan Peters was fifth, Pete Scully.
We could stop there because he's not really going to get to my name for a while. You could just stop.
Did you have fun? Did you have fun?
I can tell I did because I was already tearing apart my car. I took the tires off. They're clean. I took the body off. Otherwise, if I didn't have fun, I'd probably be like, have the energy. But it just wasn't great with new fans in the stands.
Oh, too much pressure.
I hate that. Pressure. There was an absolute cluster of stuff happening in front of me that I didn't want to be involved with. Right. And I was just really.
Well, then the whole thing was like during at the driver's meeting, I go up and I'm going to say hi to her. And she's like, I'm really nervous. I haven't got a chance to break this new motor in. I need to be easy on it. I'm like, what?
How'd it work out?
To the pond with a shark and you want to be easy on a motor?
I know.
I didn't want to have to go through rebuilding a motor again.
Again.
Yeah. But anyway, I'm excited that four new fans came out and they can't wait to come back.
That's a key.
Yeah.
Everybody in the stands should bring four new fans.
There was a lot of new faces last night, so I'm hoping that it just catches on. And, you know, we had to try and have a great night, try and move the show along, trying to be entertaining, have good weather, have, you know, an enjoyable night.
Yeah. Cool. And you got home early? You got in bed, what, about 11?
It's still about, like, I think I went to, I couldn't go to sleep, but I got home like 1:30, 2 o'clock.
I was joking. Yeah.
So we have a six-year-old, but he races dirt bikes.
Yeah, he's 6 years old, and he's already got two championships.
He's got two number one plates here for just 2024 season.
Yeah, just 2024.
Yeah.
So
as he raced at Apollo Raceway, they do a little series there.
Yep. We're getting a yes nod from mom
and
dad.
We're getting nods.
It's good on radio.
I announced her once this year, but my friend Tim Chapman, Chappie, he announces those shows.
Yeah, well,
Junior Motocross.
Yeah, this little guy's very good. Yeah. All right, buddy. Well, hey, go gargle, and we'll talk to you down the road.
Hey, what's done is done. We're just going to move on.
You got it, buddy.
Thanks for calling in.
Barona Speedway, folks. Make sure you get out there. BaronaSpeedway.com. BaronaSpeedway.com.
Next race in 2 weeks.
Yep. Be there, be square. All right. This is Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
All right, folks, welcome back to Racer Radio FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The answer.
This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway. Paris Auto Speedway is a gnarly track, tons of fun, great spectator, no bad seat in the whole house. Go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com, check the schedule, and you will have the time of your life. Black Forest Automotive, if you've got a Porsche, BMW, or Mini Cooper, and you want a dealer alternative, these are the guys. Or if you want to go racing, they're definitely the real deal. Go to blackforestautomotive.com or call them at 858-292-1192. That's 858-292-1192. They'll put a trophy on your mantle if you've got the skills to do it. All right, we got probably one of the happiest racers I've ever met in my whole life. This guy has had so much fun in the years we've known him. And I can't even think how long we've known this guy. We've had him on air quite a few times.
Yes.
The infamous AJ Bender. How you doing, AJ?
Doing good.
See, you can hear his.
You can hear his smile. Yeah,
you can see. Yeah, you can. So, what do you got yourself into? We haven't talked to you in a while.
Oh, man, all kinds of stuff. You know, I'm all over the place. As of right now, I'm actually sitting at the Lakeside Rodeo.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
In the parking lot.
Oh, boy.
I walked in the parking lot to come call you guys real quick.
Yeah.
And I'm missing the bull riding, so I'm a little sad about it.
Oh.
Yeah, the bull riding just started, and I was like, oh, man. Oh, you know, I can't let them down.
You're committed to Racer Radio, and we love you even more.
Yeah, so.
Absolutely.
When are you going to ride a bull?
Oh, God.
I literally was sitting up there, and I was like, I could do that.
I knew you'd say that. As long as you could wear your helmet. Right?
Yeah. That was literally my one comment was like, has helmet and like neck protection not caught into the cowboy world yet?
No.
Like, nobody out here is wearing a helmet. I just watch girls doing gymnastics on horses, and I'm like, why aren't they wearing helmets? Like, their head is 4 inches above the ground, and they're...
Oh, yeah.
Well, it seems to me like if you go to the big rodeos, like at the Cow Palace and things like that, I've seen lots of
the bull riders, though.
Yeah, neck braces and helmets. But you're right, I guess
it's cowboy lifestyle,
and it's your choice. You know, if you want to get
no, I mean, I was like that. They're I thought I had problems, but they've got real problems.
Yeah, with the 4 inches to the ground when they're galloping, falling off.
So you going to Chili Bowl this year?
Not yet. Not that I know of yet. I don't have a ride secured yet.
Yeah.
It's only April, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
I don't even think about that stuff until November, at least.
Yes, you do. You probably think you think about it every time you see somebody that's got money. Hey, you need somebody to drive your car? I'm ready for you.
How did last night go for you?
It went about as good as it can go, right? I mean... won our heat race and won the main. You know, it was, I can't complain.
Where were you? Were you at Paris?
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
That's excellent.
I feel like that. I was glad. I mean, it was my first CRA win, too. Won in other stuff, obviously, but first CRA win, which is a big deal. And I was telling my wife and everyone around me, I was like, man, I'm so glad it happened at Paris. Like that, this is the one place
I
just wanted to happen. Paris is one of those tracks where it's like nothing's given to you. You have to earn it.
Yeah.
You have to drive a little bit harder, and you have to want it. You know,
what was it about?
One of those things I just,
sorry.
What were you saying?
What was it about that? Was it like you called the right setup? Did you have the right mindset? What do you think it was that came together?
It didn't hurt that I started on the front row. but, I mean, it was, I feel like even I was talking to Scott DeLazio right before this, and I was like, man, even though I started on the front row, it was like, wasn't given to me by any means. Like, I definitely had to work for it, and there were about, I think, 6 or 7 cautions in the last 5 laps.
Oh,
wow.
They were trying to take it away from me, and I was like, man, they... Racing gods don't want me to have this.
Right?
You know, but I was like, I don't know how many times I got to go through this restart process. Like, it becomes a numbers game at some point. I was like, one of these guys are going to figure out what I'm doing to get in front of them. So I was a nervous wreck for the last 6 or 7 laps because I was like, man, I don't know how many restarts are going to make me. I think we did a good 6 or 7 restarts there at the last 10 laps.
Were you changing up your restart so they couldn't kind of predict it?
So the track was a little, like, especially in 4, there was no moisture off the top of 4. And the only moisture was on the bottom. And I was kind of like, I was thinking about changing it up, but I was like, man, you know what? As long as I can get a good run and a good jump off of 4, I was like, they're not going to be able to slide me. You know, the chances of me spinning my tires trying to change my restart are a lot higher if I were to try to change up my restart. If I just kind of keep with what I'm going. So I honestly pretty much did the same restart every time, just knowing that, you know, I kind of hadn't gotten contested in the previous 6 or 7. So kind of just stuck with my guns there. And it was the most, like... You know, like, you know, racing's very physical, right? But, like, it was definitely the most mental battle I've had, I felt like. Just because, like, just talking to myself in my helmet, like, don't mess this up. Don't be stupid, you know?
No, totally. Like you said, the odds of that many restarts, how do you get them all?
So who's your big competitor? Who would you say this season is somebody that you have to be careful? 1, 2, 3, 4 guys?
There's a lot. I mean, honestly, anybody can be fast any night with USAC how it is right now. It seems like everybody's pretty fast. It just kind of depends on who's starting up front, really. I mean, I battled with RJ Johnson all night long. It was kind of me and him. And then, you know, like, luckily Paris has a little leaderboard so you can kind of see who's behind you. USAC officials don't do a very good job of telling you the lineup. So you don't really know who's behind. I think they do it on purpose. Like, they don't, you don't really know who's behind you. But luckily, Paris has a board that tells you the top five.
So
I can kind of see who's moving, who's coming up the board, and who's not. You know, and I didn't know I started on the pole until about 3 minutes before the start of the race.
What?
Just because I wasn't paying attention for it. I kind of figured I qualified ninth. I was like, I'm going to start ninth. Let's just work on the car, and then just happened to check it right before I went out, and I was like, oh, man, luck fell my way, and cars didn't transfer, and I started on the pole. So, you know, it was just like, oh, and I, you can ask anyone that knows me, I do not like starting on the pole. not enjoyable. It's just, in my mind, it's more, it's harder to run away from 22 cars for 30 laps than it is to chase a couple cars for 30 laps,
right? You know? And then pass them at the end.
Yes, exactly. It's a lot easier to see what they're doing and see where you can be better and move on than you know, trying to just be outright faster than them for 30 laps.
I always thought I was the one that had that problem.
No, I like inside second row.
I hate being inside first.
I mean, would much rather be second row anywhere, you know.
Anytime.
Second, third row, I'm fine. Yep.
Isn't that something?
It's not enjoy. I think it's your mind just wanders too much. You know, like you, it's too open. Like it's.
Well, you're too worried about what's behind you. You're not worried about what's in front of you.
Yeah, and exactly. You kind of get, you find your line, you find your comfort zone, and you start going with it. But you don't know if somebody else found something else that's a little better. You know, like when you're behind somebody, you can see them. You're like, ooh, that guy's running the top really good. Yes. You know, or he's turning down halfway at his apex or something and making time. When you're in the front, you're just hoping you're choosing the right thing.
Yeah, and they're watching you. Oh, shoot, he didn't choose the right line. Yeah, better not go there.
Then they'll eat you alive.
Yeah.
All right, hey, before I let you get, before we let you get back to the Bulls, who are your sponsors this year?
Oh, man. I mean, racing has kind of slowed down a little bit for me this year, so I'm just mainly doing the family car. So it's mom and dad. You know, they're fronting a big part of the bills, so I have to thank them the most. And then I have a really good friend that has been with me from the very beginning. His name's Alex Bassett. He comes to every race he can with me, and he helps me out. And then we actually did get kind of a new sponsor. They're called Matrix Construction Company or Services.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of stepped up and helped us out a little bit. Then I got Keys Bros and Motion Pros helping out a little bit. And then someone I really wanted to spot or highlight is his name's Jake Rolls. He owns Rolls Scalpeling Company up in Ventura.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not really helping me out with the sprint car too much, but he was a huge part in getting me to the Chili Bowl. Mm-hmm.
Ah.
I can't thank him enough for that. And, like, I mean, Chili Bowl just means so much to me. I love it. And he was a huge part in having me go do that. So, like, just take every opportunity to thank him for that. And
absolutely.
Then, obviously, Cruiseman, you know, supplied the car.
Sure.
So, it's just a lot of people. And, like, the Keys Bros Racing, they're a huge part. It's just, there's just a lot of little people here. And, you know, like, I won last night, and I told my dad on the way home, I was like, you know, the coolest part about the whole thing was, like, it felt like every single person in the pit area came in and, like, gave me a hug. Or
wow.
So pumped. Like, even I told him on the cool-down lap, it was the coolest thing to see the track officials, not USAC people, but the people that work at the track.
Yeah.
I've been going to that track my whole life. All the track officials, like, ran out onto the track, you know, like, pretty far on the track, like an unsafe area. And we're just throwing their hands up, hooting and hollering.
Wow.
And I was like, man, you know, like, that is so awesome. Like, it's just such a, like, I just feel like part of the family there, you know, like, they were probably just, like, I didn't probably realize it happened, you know, but they were just as excited as I was.
Sure.
You know? So it was just awesome. Like, right. It was such a great experience. It couldn't have happened at a better place than Paris.
Yeah. Now, you're not thinking of hanging up your helmet or anything too soon, are you?
No, man. No. I would never hang that up. The only thing that's ever going to make me hang that up is I don't have a ride.
Well, when you kind of started that part of... Yeah, but when you started sort of that part of the internet, well, you know, haven't been putting a lot into racing. No, don't you say that, because you're definitely a star at that track and everywhere else you go.
Yeah, it's hard to come by rides nowadays, man. It's just not a... Unless you got money to forfeit out,
yeah.
People don't just think you're a good driver and put you in their car to go try to win races. Well, you know, you kind of have to put money into it.
Just keep doing like you did. Just keep doing like you did last night.
Yeah, that'll help.
That's the plan. I was like, man, if I can keep winning and keep doing what I'm doing, it's going to be hard for them to say no, you know.
AJ, I hear a bull calling you. We got to let you go.
We're happy for you.
And stay off the bull. Stay off the bull. No.
Man, if the racing stops, I might have to, man. I got to make money.
Got
to
make money. Take care, buddy.
Yep, you guys too.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back. We got a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
One more time, Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by Certified Car Clinic. If you've got your car, need to get it worked on, whether it's a street car, race car, they've got a dyno, so they can prove what they say. 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net, CertifiedCarCare.net. Hey, Weather Machine, you got an air conditioning and a heater? Hopefully. Well, Weather Machines, family-owned and operated, I think three generations. Tell you how good they are. I called them up. I just had a new AC put in. Unbelievable service. Unbelievable deal. Hey, I got this funny triangle on my meter. Come look at it. Guy comes out, smacks me in the back of the head, says, change your filter. Well, I did change my filter, but I didn't reset it, so they just did. No big deal. Check them out. Weathermachine.net, weathermachine.net. What are you doing?
He's showing me footage of Jameson getting serious air.
Show Dave that.
Yes, yes. So while you're looking at that, reminding the listeners.
My underwear just left.
We're looking at six-year-old Jameson getting serious air.
Jameson, didn't that scare you a little bit, getting that much air?
No.
Now, when you say no, do you really mean no? Did you have butterflies in your stomach or no? You were just waiting for the next turn. Right?
Yeah.
All right.
You like to get air?
Yeah.
I see it on this photo.
See,
here
I don't
too.
Like I of course I'm old. See, air for me would scare me. But I guess when I was your age, it wouldn't have bothered me in the least, cuz I did some pretty crazy stuff. Do you work on your bike?
No.
Good.
Who works on the bike?
My dad and my grandpa.
Oh, wow.
See, keep that going. Oh. Keep that going as long as you can. And that way you'll come in, you'll be nice and clean, get on your bike, go win a race, come back, tell your dad and grandpa, hey, let's get this bike cleaned up, put the air in the tires. Kind of cool, huh? Oh, here comes Dad. He's going to bust.
I've always told him, you give me a factory performance, I'll give you a factory performance back.
Oh, so I like that.
The day you don't put in the work, I'm done putting in the work. Yeah.
Well, let's talk to Grandpa for a moment here.
Ron, Radical Ron Turner, by the way, happens to be Grandpa.
Do you see a young Ron Turner when you look at this kid?
A lot of people say that I'm around too, watching him and seeing him in different racing and everything. He's like a mini me, but you know, and I'm really kind of don't get to see him enough and spend enough time with him doing it and everything. And where Johnny's dad being the drag, he's always in the drags and he loves working on the bikes and stuff too.
Sure.
So he helps out little Jameson a lot also with Johnny and putting the bikes together and doing all that and being part of it. He loves it also.
Both grandpas are involved is what I'm hearing.
Yes.
And all it's going to do is benefits to him because everything you say and do all rubs off.
Well, I try, you know, and I'm trying to get him. I can't wait till I get to the 65 class because I got a lot of stuff and, you know, I think's going to happen and he keeps winning and we got a good future.
Yeah,
I think.
And what's the 65 class?
It's he's got to be. It's the step up. He's
Is
on
it
the 50.
An age or a height thing?
No, it's the size for. Bikes.
No, oh. I mean, what are you waiting for? Age
and then
or
seven.
Height?
You've got to be seven years old also. In
Come
that
on,
AMA.
Hurry up! Where's your 7 years old?
That.
We'll have a birthday party right now.
But he's doing really good at his age, and you know, like he said, he's won the 3 year old, the very first Stasics championship in Oklahoma City at the World Bicycle Finals, and that's his big trophy that he has. So yeah. That was great thing, and he did a good dance there
did
too
you,
after winning. So it was
dance.
Really.
Did you cry?
Did
you cry, Grandpa?
I have tears all the time, and I'm scared also for him because you know, because I know I've hit those jumps and I've came up and got broken parts and everything.
But he's got better gear than you ever had.
True. We didn't have that stuff. We didn't have that stuff when I was young. We didn't have the PW50s racing and all that stuff. We didn't have that. I mean, I started out on the 125s. I didn't
have a t-shirt and a pair of Levi's.
Lace up boots, you know.
Yeah. If you had that.
So you wanted to talk about mom racing, and I wonder if that helps. That you actually were a racer as well, Mom. And what do you guys, what do you think, Grandpa here? Do you think it helps?
Oh,
she understands the sport?
It's, you know, it comes down the line. You know, the girls, I took them to the track too. Yeah. And I have twins. She has a twin sister, and they both race women's classes, and they both won races. And so with Grandpa, Mom, little Jameson's got to do good.
Yeah, he's got to do good.
It's a recipe for success.
So did you just get into it because everybody else were in it?
I started out because of Dad. I was trying to follow in his footsteps, mm-hmm. and that was always my dream, was to be a pro racer too, you know. And I think I was like 14 when I started racing, but Dad taught us how to ride when we were six, because we lived out in New York, and then we came out and visited Dad in the summer and stuff. Okay. And he taught us how to ride, and then started racing in that, and now here we are, next generation. My baby's doing it now.
I'll be darned. So, what pulled you out of racing? What
made life?
You,
yeah. Just life. Kids,
no,
making a family.
It was boys.
Yeah,
I told
stay
her.
Stay away from them boys.
I've had so many racer girls.
Look at Ron's fingers up. He's got something.
Hey, you know what? What was I thinking? Taking my daughters to a motocross race with all the boys.
What were you thinking?
Full of boys.
To Glen Helen, too. Because it's like, Dad met Mom at Glen Helen. I met my husband at Glen Helen. And my sister met her husband at Glen Helen.
And you named her Janie, not Helen. Okay.
Yeah,
so quit going to Glen Helen. Yeah. I had a girl. Her name was Isabella Buccellacchi. I met her when she was 6 years old. She was going to be a Ferrari driver.
Oh my gosh.
No way, heck or no. Yeah. Found a boy.
Oh, yeah.
Dang, boys.
It'll always do it to you.
Ruin you. But that's okay. Now you get to race.
Yep. Now I think he's living my dream now. And
how do you handle it when he's out on the track?
You know, I actually, I get really nervous because it's my baby, but I'm always over there, you know, screaming for him and rooting for him, letting him go faster, stay on the gas. And
okay, well, what about this fashion plate standing next to you?
Oh, that's Sissy girl. She's our little cheerleader.
I was going to say, oh, look, now she's going to
duck. Now she's shy.
I bet she's not shy when she's out at the track.
Oh, no.
She's always, somebody shines a light on her.
Yeah, she's out there playing in the dirt, being a supporter. Of sister, race sister, and
dirt angels,
and eating dirt. Yeah, she
you
says
like
eating
dirt. Yeah, it's tasty.
Yep, making her dirt angels too, and
especially with that JK, you know, beef jerky, little jerky.
Yeah, dirt don't hurt.
We had Amari in here who races motocross, and I remember talking to Mom. She had speakers in the helmet. I don't know how to explain.
Yeah.
Can you communicate him? Can any of you communicate?
We used to when he was really little, when he first started, but now like it's against AMA rules and stuff, so we actually can't run it anymore. But
I think that'd be distracting, to be
honest. That's what Amari was saying, like, Mom.
It was funny, though, because it was when he was little and first started, so it's like, we can hear him. We can hear what he's saying or what, like, you know, it was just funny to just listen to him. We weren't really talking to him, but he was like, you know, talking to himself, but we're listening in on it.
That's cute. I used to sing, I guess. My parents said. Oh. I would ride around. They're like, we could hear you sing.
I love it.
That is so funny.
Yes.
Well, hopefully this will be the beginning of the. Now, where do you guys live?
In Corona.
Okay, so you're not that far away.
No.
Because we'd love to have you guys back on again, because the beauty is, you'll get this show. You know, we'll give you this show.
Oh, thank you.
And every time he comes in, the whole family, we just keep building on it. I also do local television, and we can have him come down with his trophies and bring his bike, and we can have her dress up, and she can sing. Oh,
yeah. She'll wear her princess dresses, huh? You want to wear your princess dress next time?
There you go. She goes, oh, my God, now they're putting a shine light on me.
Can we have Jameson practice the sponsors?
Yeah. You want to rattle off sponsors? Who have you got that helps you get on the track? Can you read those?
Go ahead, dude.
Go ahead, dude. Too much pressure, huh? Let's have Dad do it. Dad can do it. That's all right. It'll come to you.
So what do we got, dude? We got Piss and Bones Graphics that takes care of all of our sticker needs, the van and the trailers. We got Knobby Shop South over there with Dennis. Ron actually introduced us to him. And then J&K Beef Jerky for our mid-moto snacks, Clover Hill, Manny's Performance, and then Havoc Goggles.
All right. So if anybody else wants to help out, how do they get a hold of you?
So Instagram, jmartinez_racing. That's okay. Our Instagram, and anything helps, we go race to race, and yeah. I got a big van and a big trailer to throw stickers on. So.
There you go. So now what type of bike does he race? What is it?
We got a PW, so the white Yamaha PWs.
Yamaha, okay.
That's the 4-6 class. Then we have a Cobra P3. That's the special limited 51cc class.
Who makes a Cobra?
Cobra.
Cobra, I knew you were going to say that.
So, and then we run the 51cc limited class, which is the Cobra Junior.
Okay.
So it's a little taller, more suspension.
So how often do you race?
We race probably 2-3 times a month.
Okay.
Right now we're focusing on getting ready for regionals, so we've been training more than racing.
All right. So, because what I want to do, seriously, is I want to get, because KUSI is now allowing me to do Sundays for like car shows and stuff. And I'd love to have you come down, bring him, drive, put him in his gear, put the bikes up, and let the sponsors know that you're giving him television.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Which is huge because, you know, not every little guy his age has that ability to go into the number one watch morning show and get on it. And then we give you the video, and the only thing he's going to have to do between now and then is practice his sponsors.
Yep.
He's but, got it.
He'll get
oh,
it.
I know.
He'll get it.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
All right, Jameson. Oh, go ahead.
I was going to pivot for a moment and ask Grandpa if he was still helping out with Legends and Heroes.
Yes, I'm proud to be partners with Legends and Heroes and stuff and helping them. And then Jameson was featured in the Futures of the Legends and Heroes, which he's the first nominee for the Legends and Heroes Futures class. So
I was going to say Future.
Futures, yeah.
That's a down the road. All right.
So, well, and I'm thankful for them for being part of that.
Well, we're thankful for you because I think you've done a phenomenal job with this crew here.
Paved a wide path.
Yes, you have.
Love my family. I love the racing and proud them following in my footsteps too and get to be part of it.
What was that number again?
974.
You got to get it on a t-shirt, dude. You got to get it
on a
t-shirt.
They have a graphic sponsor. You said her stickers.
There you go.
Start with that.
Just a black shirt.
Only
with 26 nothing on
short.
It. And if you get the shirt, I'll buy one. All right, folks. We got to hit the road. Folks, hope you enjoyed Racer Radio as much as we've enjoyed giving it to you. But don't touch that dial. 2 hours of Gun Owners Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The answer. Thank you.